What's up, guys? It's your girl Jennifer Janine here, RVP out of Atlanta and the creator of the Slay Your Marketing Mastermind. And I am here to share with you guys four secrets to bossing up in your 9-to-5, right? Now, I am speaking from experience because I am a 9-to-5er, side hustler, right? Making that journey into entrepreneurship full time. So I want to share with you guys some of the things that I have been blessed enough, I'll say, to really take away from my 9-to-5 job that has helped me in my own business. So number one, stepping up into leadership. I remember when I first became a spa director, right? I actually didn't go after the promotion. I was recommended for it by somebody else. And I didn't want to take it, right? I did not want to take on the responsibility, though I kept saying that I wanted to be an entrepreneur one day. And here was the question that I really had to ask myself. I really had to sit back and say to myself, you have all these ideas, right? And you have all these opinions of how things should be, but you don't want to step up to the plate to make that happen. Right? Like I had to have that moment of self-check and go, wait a minute, girl, how are you really going to talk about it, but not be about it? So within my 9-to-5, I decided to step up into leadership. And I'm going to say right now, if you're listening to this and you know that maybe you want to be a coach or a trainer or a facilitator, right? You want to run big seminars and retreats and things like that. You are going to have to step up to the plate and lead. And the perfect testing ground for that, right, is in somebody else's business, right? With somebody else's money, on somebody else's dime. So step up, right? If there's a leadership position, even if it's lateral, right, move to it, ladies, so that you'll have the skills developed in, for your own business. So number two, I want you guys to learn how to lead, train, and motivate a team. I am going to tell you right now, creating a culture, creating a community is one of the hardest things to do within a corporate environment, within a corporate structure, right? It takes a special kind of leader to be able to motivate and train a team. I spent 10 years in the military, and we used to have this saying. And the saying was, people have to respect the rank, not the person. And what that meant was, by default, your title, right, will give you some respect. But it's not the authentic kind that you really need to grow a company, yours or somebody else's, because that respect was not earned, right? It's kind of like forced because of your title. And that alone will not do it. That alone will not motivate people to want to give 100% just because you have a title. No, you have to be a leader in order to garner that type of respect from a team, right? So that's really one of the most important lessons to date that I've learned within my corporate structure and kind of taking that and moving it into entrepreneurship, right? Learning how to motivate and train a team. Number three, take advantage of all courses and education. It baffles me, right? When I am in my 9-to-5 element and people turned out free classes, free education, free training. Because when you get out into this big bad world of being self-employed, you pay for that, right? You pay for that knowledge. You pay for those seminars. You pay for those speakers. You pay for those classes. And you pay nicely. So if somebody else is going to send you to those events, why would you not take advantage of them? You need to be adding as many skills to your bag, right? You need to have as many skills in your bag as possible because no, you don't want to do everything as an entrepreneur or as somebody that's self-employed. But in the beginning, right? Unless, I don't know, maybe you guys are all venture capitalists out there, right? Everybody has startup money. I don't know. But as somebody who has had to, you know, fund her own dreams, I am going to say that it is super important that when you can get information and knowledge and classes and courses from somebody else, that you take 100% full advantage. And last but not least, guys, I want you guys to really learn how to challenge yourself. Learn how to challenge yourself by learning how to negotiate, right? Finding your voice. That's something else that I'm super, super passionate about. Helping women find their voice, helping them speak up and speak clearly and speak with intention and to kind of own their themselves, right? When they're in a room, right? It sounds so funny, but owning your body so you could own your message so that you can sit across from somebody and negotiate. So if you're still in your 9-to-5 grind, if you're still in the corporate world and you're thinking about coming into this world over here, right? And I'm somewhere in the middle, like I said, but if you're thinking about starting to come over, learn how to negotiate. Learn how to challenge yourself to speak up. And I think that that's the hardest thing about negotiations is learning how to speak up, right? And of course, then feeling worthy of what it is that you're asking for. So I challenge you guys, right? If you are going to make 2019 your year to like, okay, this is my last year in corporate, I really challenge you guys to take this year and negotiate a pay increase. I want you guys to say, I am going to earn as much money as I can in my corporate job this year because I'm going to ask for it. And I am going to ask in a way that I've never had to before. That confidence, that ability to speak up, that ability to not take somebody's first answer and really kind of learn how to play ball with the big boys or girls is a worthy skill that can be developed in your 9-to-5 grind. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Once again, my name is Jennifer Janine from the Slay Your Marketing Mastermind. Also, one of the coaches here at Crown for Success. I am so excited that you guys are tuned in. And if you made it this far with me, if you enjoyed this episode, then I want you to do me a favor. Head on over to the Slay Your Marketing Mastermind and leave me a comment. Let me know how this podcast, you know, made you feel. Did it make you feel good? Did you get some good information out of it? Also, head over to Crown for Success too. Drop us a comment over there, right? And I'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace.